The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment of Pastor Andy's Traditional Christian Message, originally broadcast on Sunday, April the 7th, 2024, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a message entitled "Persecution of Christians Intensifies Worldwide," that was written by Dr. Peter Hammond of Frontline Fellowship, the link to the website of which will be available in the post for this show. Worldwide, the persecution of Christians reached high levels last year, and in many countries the persecution grew more violent. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" Then a white robe was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer, until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they were was completed. Revelation 6, verses 9 through 11. 1 in 7 Christians, 365 million people, across the globe live under high levels of persecution. In 2023, we know of at least 4,998 believers who were killed because of their faith, some 15,000 churches, missions or Christian schools or other Christian properties that were attacked, and around 4,000 Christians who were detained by authorities. Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also. Hebrews 13, verse 3. Additionally, nearly 300,000 believers were driven from their homes and became refugees because of war or extremism. The physical attacks on churches and church property saw a sixfold increase last year. These attacks put huge pressure on Christian communities, sparking fear and insecurity. Even if these scattered believers do regroup in smaller numbers, they have limited leadership and few resources. The nation with the worst record for tolerating or perpetrating persecution against Christians is North Korea. Rounding out the worst five in order were Somalia, Libya, Eritrea and Yemen. Rounding out the worst 10 were Nigeria, Pakistan, Sudan, Iran and Afghanistan. Even though Nigeria was ranked 6th amongst the worst countries for persecution, the African nation remains the deadliest place to follow Jesus, with 82% of killings happening there. Despite the violence against Christians in Nigeria, the Biden administration's State Department neglected for the third straight year to designate Nigeria as a country of particular concern, once again over the objections of the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom, USCIRF, and religious freedom advocates. Evidently, the Biden administration does not care when Christians are discriminated against, persecuted, targeted, or murdered. Afflicted by political instability, war and Islamic extremism, sub-Saharan Africa is among the worst areas for violent persecution of Christians. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honoured, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 26 through 27. Amid lawlessness, jihadist groups like Al-Qaeda and Boko Haram have thrived, a report states. Weak governments fail to stop them, and militants attack Christian communities and churches with impunity. In addition to Nigeria, African Christians were also targeted and killed in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, and the Central African Republic. Jesus said, "For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or imprisoned and come to you?" And the king will answer and say unto them, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these brethren, you did it to me." Matthew 25, verses 35 through 40. You have been listening to the Traditional Christian Message entitled Persecutions of Christians Intensifies Worldwide. I want to thank all of you for listening. I'll be back with you all later today. And until then, folks, have a wonderful day and bye for now.